Grant had told him that the men who visited were just some guys from Water and Power. Calvin had tried to calm his nerves by texting his old college crush about the upcoming party. In about an hour, he'd received 5 texts from Shirley and sent 9. Not a favorable ratio, but he held on to hope. In each of her delayed responses, he could detect a glimmer of the fire they had in college. He told himself to be patient. He would see her at the party. No need to overplay his hand so soon. Though he often clocked Grant staring at his own phone with a self-satisfied smile on his face, like he was thinking the same thing. The day went on like this. Calvin made some Trotsky's ice axe posts, texted some friends to find another couch to crash on,